Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bring out the Zamboni!
It's time for Curbside with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. Brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
Let's head to our 101 ESPN Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues here on the Blues Radio Network and 101 ESPN, following that 5-2 victory last night by the Blues over the Blackhawks. And Kerbs, were you able to adjust in your seat at all yesterday before Jordan Kyrou had, you know, put the three on the board?
You know, I actually started thinking, I wonder how many people, like, you know, were doing some like in-game live prop betting. When Jordan Kyrou, somebody gets two goals in the first 2 minutes and 45 seconds of a game, do you go do a prop bet that he's going to get a hat trick?
Yeah, you probably. The odds are way down at that point, but I think you do it anyways.
You know, so it was one of those kind of things. It's one of the cool things about sports that, with as much as we break things down on a game-by-game basis, or you guys are just trying to figure out how the Cardinals couldn't figure out what Jordan Hicks was all about and that kind of stuff, right? Okay. The cool thing about sports, and this is one of my absolute favorite things, you go to a game hoping to be entertained. You go to a game hoping your team wins. If you're so distraught when your team loses, you're in a rough field for that to be in. But having said that, you just never know what you're going to see. And I've always gone back to when, before Ozzie Smith became a Cardinal and never got to see this play live, right? But that amazing one barehanded play he made when he was still shortstop with the San Diego Padres, right? Anybody that got to see that live saw one of the greatest defensive plays in the history of the game then and still today. Well, last night you saw something that you'd never seen in St. Louis Blues history. So even where we are in the standings and fighting and battling and not having a great shot at the playoffs, the reality of it is you saw something with the fastest three goals to start a game in franchise history that nobody that's ever gone to a St. Louis Blues game has ever seen. That to me is one of the romantic part about sports.
Hey, Kerbs, talking about players like Jordan Hicks and youth and moving on and all this craziness, the Blues have brought up a lot of young guys here throughout the season, and those young guys are playing prominent roles right now headed down the stretch. You know, you're watching every game. In your opinion, you know, what do you like what you're seeing out of the young guys here right now?
Well, I think we will see a lot more in a game like tomorrow night against Carolina, or maybe the final game of the regular season against Dallas, versus what we saw, which was just horrific hockey from Chicago last night. But you know what, Jamie? Let's take Bolduc and Dean just to start things off. They were told what they were what was expected of them when they went to Springfield, and the Blues are real consistent with them, saying, "Yep, the offense hasn't come. We're not worried about that. We like what we're seeing in terms of style of play." And then when they both come up here towards the end of the year, and I love that the fact that the Blues are giving them a cup of coffee, give them a chance. They'll now know going into their offseason what some NHL games are like, what the NHL routine is like. That is all part of the developmental process, and they've looked really well. And then the opportunity for Bolduc to move up the lineup and sit on that top line, now you really like what you're seeing from him. And you're still liking some of the backside pressures, some of the stick work, some of the ability to win the wall battles, things like that that are definitely a way of showing that they understand what it will take, like Jake Neighbors did for playing hockey. The other thing, Jamie, and like, you know the world about opportunity, right? Well, there were guys on this roster this season that didn't take advantage of an opportunity that they clearly had. And that opened the doors for guys like Matt Kessel and Bolduc and Dean and Neighbors to move up the lineup and Toropchenko to move up the lineup. And when they got that opportunity, they've taken advantage of it. I think you've got to be really pleased with the attitude and the approaches and the all-around progress you've seen from those guys.
Curbs, can you talk to me about Tyler Tucker? He seems to be play bigger and more physical than his size actually is. What have you seen from him since he's got called back up and gotten an opportunity?
Yeah, you know what? Tyler Tucker, Kerry, to me, is one of those guys that didn't take advantage of the opportunity that he had. And the result of that is he's been scratched for more games than he's been in. Had he taken advantage of that opportunity early on and played a style of play that we saw a lot more of last night, then I don't know that Matt Kessel gets an opportunity up here at some point in time this year. I don't know that Scott Perunovic gets the opportunity that he's had quite as much. So I'm pleased for him that when he's gotten back into the lineup recently, you've seen some of the things that made him stick with this team and be in the opening day lineup. And so, again, and especially when you're talking like a fifth-round pick, you understand that there's going to be learning curves. You've got to have patience. You know, but if you go back to a couple of years ago where Tyler Tucker was having just turned pro, and the way Tim Taylor described him, how he understood finally what it meant to be a pro and how he really changed his body type and everything, his diet, and getting there, I think this is another year of that learning curve. So did he take full advantage of it right off the top? Nope. Does it look like he's kind of started to figure that out with the last couple games he's played? It sure does. And if that's the case, you got to be really happy for him. And also if that's the case, and Bobby Plager used to say it all the time, if you learn from that, and that's what we want to see as an organization, and I'm happy to see him play that kind of game that he played last night.
Chris Kerber joins us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Kerbs, when you look at this team and how it's been playing of late, what elements do you think that can translate over to next year and the Blues can rely on that?
Well, I think you now know that Jake Neighbors is a top six forward in the National Hockey League. You know that Bo Duke could be knocking on that door. That's a positive. Robert Thomas has logged more heavy minutes at center when you look at the way the analytics break down against the top players on the other team more than any other centerman in the NHL this year. That is extraordinarily encouraging. The goaltending situation that you've got is I think one of the best in the National Hockey League. That doesn't even need to be touched or looked at. And I think you're pretty happy, too, when you see the kind of dominating type season that Colton Parayko has been able to have and the way he's been able to play back there on the back end. So I think, to me, Anthony, when I look at this season, what translates into next year, you know you've got some spots filled and some more certainty on some young guys. To me, where are you going to go get some more character, a little more jam, a little more fire, a little more flair, you know, to continue to build the character of this team as much as anything? Because you're still going to have some more young guys coming in. You know, we'll see what Dvorsky does. We'll see if one of the Swedish players comes over. We know Snuggerud is not coming in. You know, so you'll get to that point. But, you know, look, you get one more point on this season, guys, and that's a 90-point season for a team that was supposed to be in transition. They got something figured out, whether the playoffs happen this year or not.
Kerr, speaking of figuring it out, looks like Jordan Kyrou has figured out some things here in the last 10 games, quite honestly. And, you know, he describes a lot of it as that he's competing a lot more now. He's competing in shifts and competing defensively, and that has translated into offense for him. As you watch the games, and you watch Jordan Kyrou as much as I do, you know, what are you seeing from him here that's ultimately helped him with his success?
I don't think Jordan Kyrou takes the next step in the National Hockey League until he's willing to go to the boards and fight for the puck. Otherwise, it's a two-man thing on that line, and they need that third support, and he's got to bring more of that, in my opinion. He clearly has the skill, and Joe and I were talking about this at the beginning of the game like last night, literally right before he lit the two goals up. He gets on a little bit of a hot streak in the final four games, and he could have his third consecutive 70-point season. Guys, that's not a small thing, especially for a St. Louis Blue. Right? So there's more to his game there. He clearly has the skill to pick up points. He clearly has the skill for offense. There is no doubt in my mind that you have a hockey player that can get you into the 80 to 90 point range, if not more, in what he brings to the table. It's can he play the system the way the rest of the team needs him to play? And part of that, Jamie, is still learning that the second half of your shift has got to be just as important, if not more important, than the first half. And I think for a while at times this season, we've seen Jordan give up on shifts where, you know, and we saw Vladimir Tarasenko do it a lot. You know, if the first part didn't go well, he might cut a shift short. Vladdy was notorious for that, a 25-second shift. And then that kind of messes everybody else up. I think if Jordan Kyrou picks that up, and then you're talking about it, he's realizing it, that compete in the 35th second, the 45, if you're stuck out there for 45 to 50 seconds, are you still making the smart play before you get off the ice? And if he does that with his offensive ability he's shown, then things are going to start clicking for him.
Curbs, Robert Thomas sits here with 83 points. And do you believe that he can be a perennial 100-point player if he continues at this pace next season, next few seasons?
That's going to depend on who they give him as his wingers. The way the roster's structured now, no. They need somebody else on that top line. You know, they're going to need a sniper. You know, you're looking at 58, 59 assists for him on the season. You know, and if he's able to get to that 25 to 30 goal plateau, you're pretty happy about that. He's definitely a playmaking center. Does he have the ability to be a 100-point player? Absolutely does. There will still be foundations of his game that will grow from one year to the next, like we were just talking about with Jordan Kyrou Carey. But I think there's got to be an upgrade of some talent. You know, Nathan McKinnon's doing what he's doing, but he's passing to Rantanen on a pretty regular basis there. That's a pretty big deal. Rantanen is extremely consistent, right? Look at the different wingers that the Blues have put up on that top line with Robert Thomas all season long, and he still is reaching that 83-point plateau, which is the highest point plateau for a St. Louis Blue in an 82-game season since Pavel Dimitra in 2003, which is nuts to think about, isn't it? Kucherov, 133 points, 160 points, McDavid, Crosby, Ovechkin, what these guys have done. Blues haven't had a player over 93 points since 2003. I mean, that's really something to me. So, yeah, Robert Thomas is definitely that guy, and they've got to continue to upgrade the talent around him, I think, to see that point total hit the century mark or higher.
Curbs, good stuff. Have a great rest of your week and weekend, and we'll be listening certainly when the Blues take on the Hurricanes.
All right, guys, have an awesome rest of the week. Talk to you later.
Thanks.